Gwyneth Apoizip, Grace for Grace. The word of God is the ordained means of receiving all that is ordained for us in Christ Jesus. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Oluyede, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word for you to receive. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Receiving.
Thank you for being ministering to us. Thank you for your light, your life, your spirit, and all you have given unto us. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. People, as you have brought us again to press further, you will journey with us. You will carry us along. We will experience your presence again.
Amen.
Thank you for doing it for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God for your life.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, God, for my life. Thank you, Father, for my
thank
life.
Thank you for what you have
Jesus,
made me to
thank
be.
Thank you for what you have made me to be.
Thank you, Lord, for what all you my life. Thank you for what you have made me to be. In Christ Jesus.
For what you have made me to be. In Christ
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you,
Father,
for what you have made me to be in Christ Jesus.
I thank you, Father.
I appreciate you. I give you praise
in Christ Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Can you say, I am what God says I am?
I am what God says I am.
I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Therefore, I thank Him.
I thank Him
for made me.
For made me
His own righteousness.
His own righteousness.
Have your seat.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh my Victoria, Holy Spirit, is it your little thing you want us to do tonight? Glory to God. Proverbs 24 verse 10. Glory to God. From now you will laugh at problem. When problem just show face, you just laugh because you know that there is a solution.
Yes, sir.
See, if you faint, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Thy strength is small. Thy strength is small. If something happens, it didn't say if you die, if you faint. You know, fainting is a semi-dead. Do you understand? Eh? They are not with me. Did any other? When is it somebody faint? So the probability of coming back is coming back is under probability. And is going is under probability. Anything can happen. But God has said, if we faint in the day of trouble, it means something has gone on. What has gone on? Our strength is small. I want us to deal with some issues tonight. I don't know if we were here last meeting. I want to press further from here. From where we stop. Do you understand? Can we have new living translation? If there is. Yeah? Oh my dear Victoria, thy greedy great. Do I have NIV? That's NIT, sorry.
Thank you.
If you feel under pressure, your strength is too small. I think it's something with you. I want to deal with the greatest needs of man. That's our topic tonight. The greatest needs of man. The greatest need of man is the presence of God. The greatest need of man is the presence of God. The greatest need of man is the presence of the greatest. Oh my God. Now, let's get to this point. He said, if we faint in the day of adversity, of trouble, of pressure, see, our strength is too small. Now, sicknesses, lack, fear, or anything you can think of from the devil, they are called adversity. Huh? Hmm. No. But I'm trusting God tonight, you will know how to increase your strength. I say, someone is here tonight, you will know how to increase your strength. Yeah. Hallelujah. When you see the busters, see them. They develop muscle. They do something before it happens. Abi? There's something that God ordained for our life to do in order for us to increase our strength. But before we can go to increase our strength, we must know what God has ordained to be our strength. Are we together? Almighty, victorious, thy great name we pray. I also hand over to my God to the man of prayer. Because you love prayer very well. I will give him my very soon. Let's just allow me to do in the next few minutes. I will hand up. Okay. Do you understand? He knows how to charge you very well. And I love that. I love him. He will charge you very well. Are you cash cool, please?
Not at all.
Because no one cash cool in God's presence. Because in the presence of God is fullness of no cool. Glory to God. Now you are laughing. Now I think you are getting me. I'm enough for our here. Do like this. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for make all of us to be here. It's okay. Now, if thou faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. So now, anytime you are confronted with or a problem is you are confronted by a problem and you are defeated, don't cry. The issue is that your strength is what? Small. What you need to do now, add more strength, then you will have more victory. The word of God said, they that wait upon the Lord shall increase their strength. My question is not this. What is this strength? Because I may be thinking that God wants me to have more muscle so that I can stand well. No, sir. That's not the kind of thing that God is talking about. And when you have this strength, every other thing will bow for you. Adam had physical strength after the fall, but he lost spiritual strength. And whenever a man lost spiritual strength, his physical strength will fail him.
Almighty, victorious, thy great name.
I believe this meeting is for one person. Do you know, let me tell you this. Do you know if you lack understanding, your strength is small? Let's deal with this matter tonight so that I will like us to see something. Joy is the strength of man. The joy of the Lord is the strength of man. So when a man lacks joy, he lacks strength. Then that man, such person, is liable to be defeated. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Because my heart desire for the past 18 years was to know, what did this Adam lack? That's one. Because if I don't know what Adam lack, I will not know what Jesus have. What Jesus have was what Adam lack. Are you with us? Are you in Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10? Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, oh my God. From now, no one on earth will have reason to say sorry to you.
Hey.
Maybe you didn't understand. You will not see anything that will make you to become an object of pity anymore.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And he now says, if you faint in the day of trouble, it means your strength is small. Meaning the joy of the Lord in you is small. It's very, very practical matter. I'm just going. Do you get the point now? Listen. Oh my God. Listen. I pray for understanding. Thank God you have helped us to pray for it. And I pray now. You don't know the understanding I'm praying for? To just present this medication to you. Do you understand? Where we took our test, he said, if you faint. You know, if you faint, it means when you faint, all of them will go together. But I pray for you, you will not faint anymore.
Amen.
For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, these are matters. And I realize that it means for the joy of the Lord, it means what Brother Adam lost was the joy of the Lord. He had the joy and happiness of men, but he lacked that of God. Friends, when the praises of God, you understand? I'm dealing with him. When the praises of God from man, when praises go from man to God, then the races of God will come to man. When the praises of God go to God from man, then the races of God will come to man. And every one of us need this. You need promotion. You need lifting. You need advancement. All these things are just reason. And he says something. For promotion cometh not by from the east, from the north, from the south, but from the Lord. From the Lord. How promotion comes is that when the joy of the Lord becomes your strength, promotion have no option than to answer you. God. Psalm 75, please. I think verse 7 and 8 quickly. From now, just every day expect promotion. Because you will be walking into promotion every day. You may not be promoted by rank. But when God promotes you, you may meet the most junior rank, but you will control those who are well. Because when a man is solving problems, his rank have no meaning. It makes no sense. I pray for someone tonight that the joy of the Lord will become your strength continuously all the days of your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from west, from the west, nor from the south. The next verse, now verse 7. Now, thank you. But God is the judge. He put down one and set up another. It's not the one that is set up that tell God to put somebody down. I've had such prayer. Whoever occupy my position, go away. You don't need that. When the joy of the Lord becomes your strength, your rightful position will be given to you. You see, there's some certain thing we need to live to please God. Am I communicating? There is no doubt some person may occupy your position, Because he that makes people to occupy position without prayer is lacking. See, there are issues that we need to just understand. Just very simple matter. No. Look at it. But God is the judge. He put down one. No. Nebuchadnezzar was where? On top. When he refused to give praise to God, what happened? Anyone that is not a praise giant, promotion, he does not deserve promotion. See, God has his own law, the way he do his own thing. That's why I say, thank God for your life. You know, it may look foolish. Thank him for making you just simple. Am I communicating? No, we're doing something. No, oh, good. Do you remember in the Bible? They said they should go and carry Jesus to be the president. See, it's not interesting. What do they see in him? He never campaigned for that. But they said, look, let us carry this man up. He left them. Because a man that has the joy of the Lord is bigger than the president of a nation. I pray you understand. Give us John chapter 6, verse 15. Okay. When Jesus therefore perceived that they will come and take him by force, not just by style, by force, to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. What is in this man Jesus that every other man on earth must try to have? We need to get this. A time came, sir. They sent to him, go and arrest him. And it was recorded. The people came back and said, look, we cannot arrest this man because never man has spoken like him. John 7:46. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let's read from 44, please. And some of them will have taken him, but no man lay hands on him. What could cause that? He said, go and carry that brother woman come. We want to deal with him. And they come. The moment they saw him, all their intentions were paralyzed. He said, well done, sir. Well done, sir. Well, bro, we came to greet you. It's okay, God bless you. Somewhere I heard that they kidnap people. Kidnap people? True, they did. But let me tell you the truth. There is a level of presence you carry. Kidnapper agenda will be paralyzed when they see you. Kidnapper agenda will be paralyzed when they even hear your name. Is it possible? That's the level we are. That's what we are treading to. Fear not. This matter is real. Do you understand the point? It's real. Verse 45. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have ye not brought him? They sent them to go and arrest him. Every arrester of your life will bow before you in the name of the Lord Jesus. The officers answer, never man speak like this man. It means the word of his mouth brought forth the fullness of God. I think what Christian or God children should press for that is to pray for that to be consumed with God's presence. I tell you, and it will happen. In our days, we will see it. In your life, it will be seen. In your life, it shall be said. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't mind the level you are now. I trust God. Even from tonight, the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Look at what they say. With these two examples alone, any one of you sitting down here above 30 years, if they say the Nigeria have took all the consensus, they say you are the next president, what will you do? You will be jubilating. Jesus said, I don't need it. Because I made president on here to be president. Whoever I decided, I am the king of kings. I am the king of all the heads. But what do we do? How do we make the joy of the Lord to be our strength? That is our responsibility. That's where I'm actually going. And when we land here, you will understand. Now, we read in the scripture again that Jesus said something. In John 15, verse 11. Look at what he said. These things are first spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. He has already given it now. Abi? Now, in John 17, verse 13, don't worry. Any situation that you know that is a situation, apply the key you are receiving now. You will see, those situations, you won't know when they disappear. You will just realize that they have disappeared. Now, and now come I to thee, and this thing I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. And I say amen because it was a prayer. So, since Jesus prayed that prayer for us, I agree that the joy must fill my life. When the joy of the Lord fill your life, then the strength of the Lord has filled your life. Then it means no more failure in the days of adversity. Do you understand? Huh? No. Now, how do we get to this point? When you understand what Jesus said, it's what will trigger your responsibility to this matter. You know, I came to a point whereby one of the encounters, let me just use that, he was asking me a question. If someone build a house for you, what will you do? I said, I'll thank the person very well. But if somebody promise you to build a house for you, what will you do? I say, I will thank. But my thanking to that person will not be as when the house has appeared. Is that true? Okay, now, what if somebody say he has built a house for you, but he will not show you? What will you still say? Eh? You will still thank him. Listen. But that one is will be over. Under what? Under probability. That is the trouble of man. We only thank God when we have sinned. In fact, that faith is worse than Thomas' faith. Eh? Do you get the point? Now, let me tell you how to get this matter. Eh? I need a few things to come out. Psalm 11, please. As the mention of thy name, thou Psalm 16:11. Hallelujah. I'm carried away by that song. Hallelujah. Thou will show me the path of life. The path of life. So that's why we took our test in the comfort zone. Master, good master, what good thing should I do to inherit eternal life? If you remember.
Yes.
But now, say, thou will show me the path of life. That is the path that leads to that life. In the presence, in thy presence, is fullness of joy. Ah. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Now, in thy presence, I made a statement which our brother will have deal with that matter to the point we continue this week by his grace. All God's children, those who have repented, they are all in the spirit. But only few are in God's presence. Now, let me tell you. When the understanding of God's word enter your heart first, truly, what will come out of your heart to God is praise. If your walk with God has not gotten to that point, you have not even started. You are not with me. Psalm 138, please. Verse 4. We're going to read verse 4. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the word of the mouth. Do you notice that? How many? All. When they hear it. The person of you, the real you, that is positioned, designed, and qualified to hear God's word is your spirit, not your ear. Do you understand my point? All the kings of the earth shall do what? Shall praise thee, O Lord. When will that praises come? When they have heard the word of the mouth. Now, where we read in John 15:11, Jesus said, this thing I have spoken unto you. It means my spoken word into your spirit. When your spirit receives what I say, what happened? Then my joy will be fulfilled in you. It's very simple matter. Now, but today, oh, somebody says, oh, was that a jubilee? Hallelujah, which is very good. Then I tell you, possession of any material things, any financial thing, they are all byproduct of the presence of God. They are not the presence of God, but they are by what? Product. It's like, now listen, if you come here with a drum and you fill the drum with water and the drum is filled to the brim and you bring more, about 3 buckets more, and keep pouring, what happened? Now that overflow, they are the material resources that come, that overflow from the water inside the drum. When Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom, the dominion of God, and his righteousness, and all these things, what would they do? Now, the unfortunate is the reverse. Instead of seeking to make sure that the abiding presence of God become our inheritance, what do we do today? Some people, if I can get money, Lord, I will come and meet you. Wait for me here. You ever? I'm coming. No, sir. Until we go back to what the ancient men knew, we have no tomorrow. For us to have a colorful tomorrow, we must go back to what became the priority of the ancient men. Listen. Go somewhere. Get it right. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee. When what happened? When they hear. You know you are not a body. Say, I am not a body. But I live in a body. I am not a soul. I have a soul. I am a spirit. When your spirit hear what God says, the understanding comes. You have what will come out of you first back to God is praises. May I tell you this truth? Praises is beyond singing. There are some times when the thing happens, you will just be there. The thing will just be, it means something is happening to your spirit. When your spirit must capture the reality of the personality of the fullness of God, honestly speaking, the first thing that oozes back to God is praises. Do you understand the point? And such praises is no longer man singing. Is the Holy Ghost singing through the man? Ah, my God. Zephaniah chapter 3. I'm not going to know Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 now. I'm going somewhere tonight. Tell yourself from tonight, Satan, you are not my master. Say it again. Say, Satan, you are not my master. Satan, you are not my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my master. And Jesus has made me the master of the devil. Remind yourself every day that you are not under the control, you are not under the leadership, you are not under the dominion of the devil. You know, the devil is the master of all evil. That's why when you remove D from the devil, what is left? Devil means doing evil. Devil means doing evil. That's my own definition of it. Devil simply means doing evil. Don't know if we can stop him. We don't pray to stop devil from doing evil. Don't know what we do? We praise God to stop devil. When we praise God, when the praise comes from our heart, then God becomes our fullness. Then when we approach the devil flees. He has no option. This is the key that Jesus used. Oh my God. Almighty. When the joy of the Lord is missing, we switch it to ideas. I said Zephaniah chapter 3. Verse 17, right?
Yes.
So God, remember. Thank you for reminding me. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. It means the Holy Ghost is a singer. But for Holy Ghost to sing, Holy Ghost has to sing through your spirit. That is the only song that is acceptable to God. The one we cramp, the one we react, is of little or no significance. But the one that the Holy Ghost coins into your spirit, man, nothing can stop you from reaching heaven. When did that happen? When your spirit man understand is made up. That is, when your spirit man understand what God has made him to be. When your spirit man understand that your spirit man understand your spirit man, that your spirit man and the Holy Spirit is one and the same. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It means at that point something begins to happen. It's like grinding machine. When you put corn, the grinding machine at the upper of the grinding machine. When you get to the disc, what happens? You know the disc, they are two sides. One from this side, one. As the thing touches the place, the thing is what? They are now coming together. Now, listen. That corn that you pour at the upper, that gets in between the two discs that have to go together, is the word of God. One of the discs is your spirit. The other disc is the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost made the word of God known to your spirit man, that's what is happening. Then the result, what come out, is praise. That is why when you pour corn at the hopper as grain, it come out as powder. It passed through a process. So when the Holy Ghost bring the word of God into your spirit man and he explain it to you, the understanding touch your spirit, it come out as a powder. You see that? Listen. The corn, the corn, I mean the grain, if we keep it there and wind blew, blew, you will see, you can still pick it around. Is that true? But when you heap the powder of corn in a place and the breeze blew, what happened? That is why he said, he that is born of the spirit, as the wind blew it. You understand? This is the point now. When any man gets to this point, anointing have no option than to flow. This is the point I'm trusting God to take us to now. Do you know why? At that point, you know the reason why you were created. The reason why God created you is to praise His glory. I'm not a preacher. When I give Him praise, the preacher preaches.
Hallelujah.
Can we still read two scriptures before I go away? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 12.
When we blow,
what happens to the powder?
Blow.
To let you know that when trouble comes, he only increases your strength. You see, this way you want to come? I understand. Then you switch on. You will be shocked. Between the God eternally decided. That's why I say, at the presence of God, as the candle melted before fire.
Yes.
I see your problem melting before the presence.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you believe, let me hear that. Amen.
Amen.
Look at what the Holy Ghost said.
That we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. The reason why He saved you, the reason why He made you to be His image and likeness, is for you to be, to become the praises of Him.
End comes to your failures.
Amen.
End comes to your fainting.
Amen.
End comes to your disgrace.
Amen.
End comes to your bitterness. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now you could see that we should be to the praise of His presence, who first trusted in Christ. Then in Isaiah 43 verse 21, these people have I formed for myself. If then God made you in His image, they shall show forth mine. Praise is beyond singing. It's beyond singing. So every encounter that God encounter any life, the first action that comes from that life back to God is what? Worship. Praises. This is what we are saying. For you to praise God, you must be in God. For you and I to praise God acceptably, we must be in God. What do I mean? We must be in the understanding of what God said. My God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 56, verse 4 and verse 10. Almighty.
In God, I will praise His word. Can you see? In God, I will praise His word. Psalm 56, verse 4 and verse 10. In God, I will praise His word. In the law will I praise His word. Are you singing now? Please give up verse 4.
Thank you. God bless you.
Are you singing now? In God will I praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Satan attacks you with sickness, for instance. The word says, "Will destroy you." The word says, "If the spirit of pain that raised up Christ from the dead dwelleth in you." Or what become your attention and your focus? Thank you, Holy Spirit. You that raised up Christ from the dead, you live it in me, and you quicken my mother's body. I thank you for quickening my mother's body. I thank you for destroying all the bacteria. I thank you for destroying all the viruses. Now, when you are doing that, you will experience healing. But if I shall, Lord, heal me. If you don't heal me, I may die. You may end up dying. Because He has done that. In God will I praise His word. The state of a woman of 56 years old. You only capture a reality in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. No shall be barren nor his animal. See, if God say even our animal will not be barren, at 56 is not too late. He began. After 3 months of quality, thanking God for that matter, the woman took him. You see, God promised the Israelites that even their animal, if even your animal is not permitted, let's read here. Oh my God, are we still here? You are not with me. Are we still here? Tell yourself, I believe in God for the fruit of the womb, that more are the children of them that are yet to give birth than the children. And these are key to walk in this. That's the end time we see anyone want to bless. Keep thanking God for many children that will come out of you. Is it true? Do it now. Are we in Deuteronomy chapter 7? Let it be verse 14 and 15 quickly. Thank you. Almighty. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male nor female barren among you, or among your cattle. Excuse me. Even your animal. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. Now, look at it. And we put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but we lay them upon all them that hate thee. Now, listen. The God that promised them that He will take is the God that now dwells in you. Who is going to conceive in you now? Please, thank God for that prayer. We should get to that. Honestly, nothing in this world, no trouble, no demon move me. As I see me here. Because I know they can't confront God and succeed. And the key, one of the greatest key for me to practice God's presence all the days of my life is to be in the Word of God and to praise the Word of God. Because out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. Lastly, for today, do you remember when God created the first man and the woman? What did He say? And God blessed them. The first blessing pronounced is it? Be fruitful. The next blessing pronounced is what? Do you know the meaning? For fruitfulness and multiplication to take place, in God's agenda,
something must come from you.
Do you remember in Jeremiah 30 verse 19? Out of them shall proceed, and the voice of them that make melody,
and it shall multiply them.
It means the promise of the blessing of multiplication that God spoke in Genesis. He takes the praises and thanksgiving of God from your heart to activate it.
Let me go. Lift up your voice and say, God, thank you, Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray, let grace to activate, to practice the presence of God be released into the heart of every individual right now. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following number for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.